You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Mounted Surprise,
Fist of Distraction,
Ticket Snow Job,
Log Cutter.
Ooh, I'm great at cutting things.
Yeah, like cut the cheese, cut it out, cut for time.
Yeah,
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast.
That's me. Feeling what's a little better this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
To those of you who have tuned in to last week's episode, like, hello.
It was myself and Barry White last week.
Yeah. A very sick Barry White. And a very white Barry White, actually.
That's right.
Truth be told.
Barry, oh so white.
Yes, I know you can't tell by my voice, but yes, I am Caucasian. Everybody's like, yeah, we hear your intro. No shit. Awesome. So what's going on with you, man? How was your week?
Things are, the weather's all over the place, so it's kind of, I don't know, whenever I try to do anything or plan anything, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's freezing rain. Okay. Oh, it's raining.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's snow now. What is this, Russia? Did we lose a war or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I look outside and my driveway's like bare. I'm like, how was I snow plowing like 2 days ago? Now it's bare. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Meanwhile, people in like Vegas are getting like frost.
Yeah.
You know, people in Texas, things are freezing over. They're getting snow.
Yeah. Actually, there was snow in New Orleans last week or something. A light dusting. You can't even call it a snowfall. It was just, but still, getting a little ridiculous.
But still. Yeah, I don't want any booze coming out of that still.
No.
So what's going on with you, man?
Not too much. Watched a little bit of football last night.
Oh, that was just wild.
Yes. So we have New England Patriots, of course. We'll play the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl coming up.
New York versus Philly. Somebody's going to get knocked out.
New England versus Philly.
I'm sorry, well, I meant New England.
Yeah. New York, my team's in the Super Bowl. Yeah. And they play Philly. How's that happening?
No, I mean, there's going to be like, I know it's in Minnesota.
Yes.
Right? But I don't know. I think there's going to be plenty of fights in the stands, especially with the Philly fans.
Well, it's disappointing because Minnesota lost yesterday. If they would have won, they would have, been the first team ever to have home field advantage in the Super Bowl, because if you're not in the know, the Super Bowl site is picked years before.
You know, that's true.
Because it's a destination
and
thing.
Brady also has a connection there too.
Yeah, his mom lives there, his mother-in-law, I don't know what the fuck. But anyway.
His grandmother, and he spent most of his summers there.
Yeah, but you know, it's Brady. Like, it's Super Bowl. It's not like, oh, I'm going to the Super Bowl. You know, I should go swing by and see my mother-in-law. No, you have an excuse. You're preparing.
So he cut his hand or something? What the hell?
Yeah, he cut his hand or something. I mean, they made a big deal out of it. You know, I guess it's a sign of the times with us, with so much reporting going on, websites and who's going to get this bite and who's going to like it. Yeah, he just cut himself, probably in the kitchen or something. I don't know, jerking off.
Yeah, and I saw the cut. It was pretty nasty when you consider where it was located on the lower part of the thumb there, like in the palm, but... Yeah, I saw there are memes all over the place. They're saying, oh, we've got a picture of Tom Brady's hand, and it's a remember that the golf movie of Happy Gilmore?
Right. Oh, yeah.
where Buddy has a wooden
Chubbs.
Hand. Chubbs, yeah, he has a wooden hand.
Yes.
They put his face on that, and I was just like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's going to be entertaining. I know Philly's got their backup quarterback, but you know, it's I already think it's going to be lamb to the slaughter, but hey, I remember the only time Tom Brady's lost in a Super Bowl was to the New York Giants, and they beat him twice. Like, anything can happen. So, I'm not a Phillies fan. I know they're very obnoxious, but they've never won a Super Bowl. And if you're going to be there, go ahead. Like it'd be cool for all our Philly fan friends to experience a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, yeah. And not to say that New England has, it's not like they haven't won a cup in the past.
A Lombardi trophy?
Super
Bowl? Yeah. Sorry, we're Canadian.
I'm half out of it today,
Ben. There's a lot of cups up here.
You know what I mean? They haven't won a championship. It's not like they haven't won a championship. They've won, like, what? Six?
Last year?
Seven?
They have five.
New England has five. Okay. Yes.
New England has five.
Okay. So, but if they get this one, they're pretty much cementing the dynasty that.
They are. Yeah. They're already, but that's just it. And if I was to bet my paycheck, I'd bet on New England. If I was to bet $100, I'd bet Pittsburgh, or is that Pittsburgh? Philly? What the hell? So
we don't even know what they're talking about. We're saying all kinds of shit. We're just teams that are not even there.
Yeah, we're like, Pittsburgh's going to win the cup. Actually, Pittsburgh did win the cup last year, so.
Yeah. Just, no, see, you know what? You can tell we're Canadian, because no matter what happens, we default into hockey.
Yes.
Even if we're talking about football.
Yes.
Hey, what time, when do you think the Philly guys are going to win the cup, huh?
Yeah.
You mean the Flyers? No, the football guys.
The football guy. You think they get a penalty and go in the box and,
they feel shame.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So other than that, there's not too much going on this week. It's kind of like the January blahs. You know, everybody's kind of settling. I notice a lot of other podcasts are settling back into their regular schedule. So yeah, I guess everybody's just trying to get back into the swing of things. So now, January, we have this 2 months, January, February, where we're pretty much on weather shutdown. I know we've been saying the weather's been off and on, but as Canadians, we're used to be like, yeah, this is the shit time of year. Just get through it. Get to March.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I prefer to have this type of weather where things are like, it's rainy, it's melty.
Yeah, that's great.
As opposed to like minus 25 degrees Celsius.
Well, yeah. And I don't want to be that old guy back when I was a kid, but you can attest to this. When we were kids growing up in Northern Ontario, it was like November 1st to maybe halfway through March. You were just, fuck, it's cold.
Almost into April, man.
Yeah, exactly. So this is, if we're both down south and, well, south, Southern Ontario, we're still in Canada, and we're enjoying, look at it raining. Oh, this is weird. It's January.
I'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding. So other than that, nothing really going on.
No, that's about it. I mean, other than I've got some projects on the go and stuff that I'm working on, but that will be revealed at a later time.
Excellent.
But for now, let's get into some stories, man.
Sure.
All right, let's go with something a little more Canadian. Ooh. Man pranks police with DeLorean made from snow.
I saw this. I actually saw a picture of it.
A Montreal man pulled a fast one on the local police this month when he created a replica DeLorean sports car, as seen in the movie Back to the Future, but it was entirely made out of snow. And to give it a little bit of realism, he added a real windshield wiper on it.
Oh, shit.
Right? So it looked like it was just covered. It was just a car covered in snow.
Right.
Because they saw the windshield wiper, and then they recorded the cops going up to it and basically checking it out and going like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, like they're trying to put the ticket underneath the windshield wiper.
They said eventually they realized that it was not that it was a fake car, so they left him a fake parking ticket.
Oh, nice.
Right, and it said something like, ha ha ha, you made our night.
Oh, well, that's,
they took it in good spirits.
Was it written in French, though? I'm sure.
I'm sure it was. Actually, it was, and now that I think about it, I did see it written in French. And so it was,
Or
is it,
you made our night. I was going to say, I thought the count was from Sesame Street. Your first one was the count from Sesame Street. One parking violation. Anyway, I know.
So that's how you have fun with the Montreal police.
Well, if you're gonna have fun with cops, sure, that's a good way to do it. And was he?
Yeah.
Was it just because?
Yeah, he was just an artist who decided to, because they were doing the whole snow removal thing.
Right, right.
Right, so they're going around ticketing all the cars that are on the street, because when the snow plow passes, children, you cannot be on the street. You get a big fine. The same thing happens here in Ontario. I think it's like $50 or $75, and you don't want to be parked on the street.
Nope.
So they just saw the car, and they're like, well, look at this one. This one's been here for a while. It's covered in snow.
No, it is snow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We look like idiots. Somebody's filming us.
Yeah, we're on tape, obviously. Well, you know what? Hey, that's, you know, it's all in good fun, and nobody's hurt, you know, and blew off a little steam probably. Yeah, so, yeah, right on. I mean, and of course, I guess the plow just came by, just plowed it away.
Yeah, well, no, they probably went around it, right? Because they thought it was an actual car.
Yes.
Okay, so, and also Montreal, I just read that they've, you know how they say, oh, you got quotas for your tickets and stuff like that? Well, yeah. Montreal is, it's a well-known fact that that was an actual case. They had a quota to reach every month, and they got bonuses.
Oh, okay. So, you're saying police officers got quotas for they have to have so many violations,
so many tickets, and so much money by the end of the month. This is one of the places where it was actually true.
Right.
Whereas, you know, every other place you're like, oh, it's the end of the month, you're filling up your quota. People used to say that all, you know, yes, for different places, but in Montreal, that was an actual place that was a true statement. And as of today, the whole quota and bonus system has been completely removed.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I understand what you're saying, because in that way you don't get cops just sitting in their cars and going to sleep all day. Yeah. And I'm sure that, but like,
well, the thing is that they wouldn't cut you a break. Like, what they would do is that your license plate sticker, right? Let's say it always expires on your birth month, right?
Yes.
It has your month and year of the date that it's going to expire. So it'll say 20, it'll say 18, and it'll be a blue sticker, and depending on the month and all that. For us in Ontario, it literally expires on your birthday.
Yes.
Right? But in Quebec, it expires the first of the month, regardless of your birthday. So cops were known to drive by people's neighborhoods, you know, the flash your flashlights on your license plate in the middle of the night, and if they saw one that was expired, they would go into your own personal driveway, give you a ticket for expired plates.
Wow.
Yeah, like that was pure dickishness.
Well, yeah, but then you're not even on the road though.
No, exactly.
But how can they? So they'd have to wait for you.
No, they didn't even wait for you. If it's in your parking, if it was in your driveway and they saw the sticker, they would walk onto your property whether you were driving that car or not.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why people got upset, right? Because there was a quota. So that's what these guys were doing to fill their quotas. If they couldn't find people on the street, they would go look in your private driveway and go, hey, there's one. Hey, there's one.
Yeah.
And then you call the cops up and you go, what the hell? I'm not even driving this car. And they're like, oh, your plate's expired.
Oh.
You should pick the plates off and bring the plates back if you're not driving it. Pay your fine, fucker.
Fucker, you fuckers, call this.
Yeah, so as of today, that bullshit has ended.
Well, that's good. Then you don't get people, like, looking. And also, too, like, it tips people off. It's like, oh, what is it? What's today's date? Oh, it's the 28th. Oh, better drive careful. They're going to be filling their quotas. You know what I mean? Once the first of the month goes by, it's like, ah, fuck it. Speed if you want. They're not going to fucking pull you over.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Cool.
Okay, man. So, next story. Man punches self in the face 3 times to avoid breathalyzer test, according to cops.
What? Go on.
Okay, Belfast, Maine. Yes. Police in Maine have accused a man of punching himself in the face 3 times to avoid a sobriety test. in the town of Belfast, they say that the 27-year-old, that's his name, in his car. Got stuck in a ditch last week. The report said the police were they tried to test his blood alcohol level. He then punched himself in the face, causing himself to bleed. Police tended to his injuries instead of giving him the test, but later charged him with operating a vehicle under the influence, falsifying physical evidence, and criminal mischief. He's been released on bail. He's got an unpublished number. They don't know if he's got a lawyer or not. So yeah. So basically, he was like, "Well, we're gonna test your blood." Oh, yeah? Wham, wham, wham.
What doesn't make any sense? Like, now you're just making...
Well, then they were forced to take care of him.
Yes.
Right? They can't take his... Imagine what happens if you're like, okay, yeah, I understand you're bleeding and you broke your nose, but can you breathe in this device? No, he would get thrown out of court, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so then they had to take care of... They had to tend to him. But after they're done tending to him, they're like, oh, we're charging you anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, that's... Because he did it in front of them, that would be almost like refusal. Because we can refuse to take the breathalyzer. you can on the side of the road. You can be like, yeah, no, I'm not taking that. Then they'll take you to the station, and then they'll figure it out. Then you get a little, I mean, eventually, then you're fucked anyway. It's like running from
the
scene.
Well, no, yeah, yeah. Well, what I know about this is that the I had a buddy go through this, whereas you can refuse. Well, I think he blew yellow or something like that in the thing.
Right.
And so then they brought him to the cop station, and the cop station was like, okay, because the device they have in the cars is not the actual breathalyzer.
No.
It's an indicator.
Yep.
Right. And then they bring you to the station. They have the official machine there.
Yes.
And that's the one where they, you know, if you blow over, they charge. So what he said was that he went to speak to his attorney, which you have a right to do before blowing in that machine.
Yep.
And so he got on the phone with his attorney, and his attorney was like, how drunk are you? He's like, well, I'm a little tipsy. He's like, okay, well, stay on the phone with me. And he billed him by the hour, and it was an hour and a half conversation about fishing.
Yes.
And just, as you know, alcohol decreases in your blood over time.
Yeah.
And so when he was done his conversation, the cops were like, okay, are you done? He's like, yeah, okay, I'm fine to blow it. And then he was green.
Yeah, because he blew a warning to begin with. Kind of thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly.
But if you're going to blow red and you're drunk out of your mind, well, that's not going to work for you. But.
No, you're going to need a long time. Like,
Yes, but it's like, remember, this is what the cops are saying. The cops are saying he punched himself in the face 3 times.
Yeah.
What if this guy was just being a dick? Like, hey, take this breathalyzer. Fuck you, coppers.
And missed.
And they just decided to punch the shit out of him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Your Honor.
It's like, oh, look, you got 2 choices. You either take this, we punch you in the face, and we take the test rectally.
Yeah.
There's no rectal test for this.
Oh yeah?
We'll go deep.
We'll go deep.
Is that just like 7 straws connected together? Yep. I'll take the test.
Take my license. Yeah. Well, moral of the story then, boys and girls, do not drink and drive. Like, we, you mean, hey, this is 2018. You got, you mean, a Lyft, Uber, taxis, you mean, a bunch of parental contracts. You know, like, I'm sure, hey, I got a teenager. You mean, if she's not, hopefully she's not drinking yet, but if she was, and I'd prefer she calls me rather than hop in a car and try to drive anywhere. So,
yeah.
You know, it's you know, just be responsible, people. And
you know what? We grew up with the mad people, and like, so like, oh, you, legally
mothers,
it's
mothers against drunk driving. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Not mad people. They weren't like,
no, they're mad. All right.
Or Dr. Claw.
You know, it's, they're practically freaking, I won't say the word, but
yes.
Yes. Anyways, they're like, you know, so legally it was 0.08 is the blood alcohol limit, but because of their lobbying and all that, they now have passed laws that make it 0.05
right.
Is now technically they can charge you with impaired driving, even though 0.08 is still the law. Somehow, if they give you a 0.05, oh, you still get charged anyways, which is – but you can't fight it. You can't go to the court and say this is illegal what they did. It is illegal. They can't change the laws like this,
no.
But they did, right? And there's no way to fight it because it's traffic court.
Oh,
you can't sue the government for – they pass a law saying you can't sue us for whatever changes we make for drinking and driving. So – it's kind of screwed. So these days you can't enjoy anything.
Well, no, oh, yeah. You know what? It's just.
I don't mean enjoy drinking and driving.
No. But
now it's like, okay, I can have 1 drink instead of 2, where I know I could have 7 at my body size.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But to be safe, I have 1.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we grew up in, an era where it's like, oh, Coors Light for me, please. I'm driving. Oh, that's very responsible. Here you go, sir.
Just remember when we had the, I'm sure we brought this up before, but we had the jamboree back home, and
yes,
it was like thousands of people all parked on like the grounds,
yes,
right? And it was just like a beer hall, and everybody was smashed. And at the end of the night, there were no cars left.
It's like, how does this happen? Yeah, it was just irresponsible hillbilly fucking hick Northern Ontario shit going on.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it.
It was awesome. All right, sir. Well, moral of the story: don't drink and drive. Ah, anyway, do you got any more stories for us? You got another one hanging around?
Yeah, I got another one. I think this is one that you might enjoy.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Man baffled that every home doesn't have a poop knife after being forced to explain what it's for.
Go on. I know where you're going with it, but go on.
Okay. So every family has their little habits, tricks, and traditions.
Yes.
Well, some families, what I just found out about is that some families – they take massive dumps. They have huge logs.
Yes.
So big that they don't really fit down a regular toilet.
Right.
So what they have is a specific knife that is kept near the toilet so that you can cut it so that it will go down easier. And it's okay. called a poop knife.
All right. Okay. So let's get clinical here. Okay. So you're taking a dump. You get off, and it's an iceberg poop where it's half it's hanging out of the water. You know what I mean?
Like, refer to it as a gigantic turd. What yeah. I would call probably if most of it is hanging out like a shark fin.
Shark fin. right. So basically, and you know, if you're flushing, this ain't going down. Like, it barely came out of you. Like,
yeah. So that's basically it. He's like, so he was at a party, and this was the first time he realized that not every house had this, right? This
right.
is just their house had this. He thought it was normal. You know, yeah. I've been in the situation where something in my house I thought was normal, and then you say it out in front of your class, and the class just starts laughing. You right. know, so like, because in French we have Santa Claus in English, and in French we call him Père Noël.
Yes.
But my mom used to use like the Norwegian term, even though she's not Norwegian, we use Santa Claus, right?
Yes.
Santa Claus. But in French, Santa Claus.
Okay.
It was just kind of like a baby term that you would use. But I was like 12, and then I said that in front of the class, and the whole class started laughing, and the teacher's like, it's Père Noël.
Père Noël.
And I just kind of like, I felt like an idiot, because I was like, my mom taught me that, and I fucking look like an idiot.
You're right.
Well, this guy here is like, my mom taught me everybody had a poop knife, but nobody's got a poop knife. So he goes to a party, and he just drops a giant turd. And he told this story on Reddit.
Right.
And he's like, oh my God, I it's too big and I can't find the poop knife anywhere. so he opens the door and he tells his buddy, yo man, can you get me your poop knife? He's like, what? He goes, no, seriously, I dropped a massive one. I need your poop knife. And this buddy just looks at him and goes, what the fuck's a poop knife? And then at that moment he realized, oh shit.
Oh, yeah, shit indeed, yes.
I don't think anybody else knows what this is. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
So then his buddy, who was supposed to be helping him, turned around to everybody at the party and went, hey, man, did you hear what this guy said?
Yeah.
And told the entire party, hey, this guy wants a poop knife because apparently his turd is so big it can't flush. And, of course, he's like, oh, come on, man, don't fucking do this to me. And everybody was like, well, we got to see this. And
they
burst into the washroom. You know, they're like, oh my God, it's huge. Oh, my, look at that, man. Oh.
That came out of you? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just, what are you, birthing a baby here? What's going on?
Jeez.
So he was mortified. And then
right.
So he basically explained, like, that's just a tradition. And apparently in some houses, that's just a thing that people have. And the one guy was talking about how he found out that his wife had one. She also used it to open the boxes from Amazon.
You're going to use your poop knife for dual purposes?
Yeah, so obviously every time if she used it, then she cleaned it, right? Because you're not going to leave it full of poop, so she would clean it every time
right.
she used it.
Right.
So that and she it would also be like in the, I guess, right by the laundry room.
Okay.
You know, so whenever deliveries would come in, she would use that knife that's now technically clean. And she would open the boxes, and he goes, I got her a utility knife now. She's not using a poop knife anymore.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's not a knife. This is a knife. Like, okay, it's, yeah, there's a lot of families, you mean. I knew, there's a guy I knew growing up. His family was just totally cool, like, with everybody just walked around naked. Not when company was over. But, you mean, they'd be well into their teens and hop out of the shower and just walk down the hall nude and...
Yeah. My buddy's ex-girlfriend's family was like that.
Yeah.
It was like the dad, the mom, and the daughter, and it was just kind of like... It was just normal, right?
Yeah, totally.
And I know a lot of Northern Europeans, like Swedes, Norwegians, all that, where they do like the saunas and then in the ice water, they're used to it as well. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But in North America, we're normally a lot more prudish.
Well, we just, you mean, you know, I don't want to be, I mean, I got kids. I don't want to be hanging dong in front of my daughters.
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's just to us, it's weird, but to them, it's normal, you know?
Yeah, but it's not normal. You don't fucking fucking hang dong in front of your fucking family. Like, that's for your wife, right? Like, you know, everybody's been like home alone with their wife or their husband or whatever without the kids being home. Hey, you and your wife want to walk around naked? Fuck yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's great, but yeah, no, you know, not, it was just not when your kids are like well into their teens. It's not,
yeah,
like,
but I mean, these to them, it's not like you're springing them on them when they're teens. They grew up with it as children, everybody being naked, and it's not unnatural. They don't have that shame factor that the North Americans have. So to them, they're just used to seeing everybody naked. It's not a big deal. To us, it's like, what are you, a sicko?
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I've
it's because to them, it's like, it's not sexualized. It's just that's your naked body. we're all going to get in a steam bath. We're all going to go jump in the freezing water, you know.
Yeah, but then, can you imagine, like, I just, okay, I understand it's a cultural thing. Yeah, see, right. But like I said, that was my example of how families are different. And I yes. get it, yeah, if it's been like that since day one. But I can't imagine some chick going out and getting with some dude and being like, you know what, my brother's got a bigger cock. I've seen it. Damn. Like, it just, you know, like, no.
So the moral of the story is, if you use a poop knife,
yes.
you're a weirdo. No.
No, I just have huge poops. It's okay. Yeah.
So the guy says, like, it's genetic or it's our diet and all that. And he says, like, it's just, you know, it's like you flush a toilet and the vortex spins around it and sucks everything else down. But it's just a major law. It's funny because my cousin one time, she had come up to me and she had told me the story where she was at a party and she had a massive poop.
Right.
And she's like, I can't believe it. I had to go to the kitchen to get a knife. I'm like, oh, my God, that's the most embarrassing thing I've ever. Oh. And then I read this story. I'm like, well, apparently this happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. I get it. Like, you'd have to have some sort of utensil. And why not a knife? And if that's all it's used for, it's not like you're going to toss it in the dishwasher.
You know, well, sometimes you might open Amazon boxes with it, but it's just... some people are like, oh, you tried to use the toilet brush. It didn't work yet. That's gross. That's just, no.
You're making mashed potatoes.
You just ruined that toilet brush for life, man. That's not, no.
Yeah, no. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Hey, dude, it's all good, man. You know what I mean? As long as you're not walking around with your sister all fucking naked, that's fucking gross. But yeah, you know, every family's got their quirks. Our poop knives.
What's a weird quirk of your family? Oh, yeah, we use a knife to cut our poop, man. Wow. What about you? Yeah, we walk around naked, like, you know, everybody, like brothers and sisters and mom and dad. You people are fucking crazy.
You're gross.
You're shit. You're the grossest people I've ever met. You cut poop with a knife. Yeah, but are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's some hills I'd die on. So, you know what I mean?
Okay, man, I got one more story.
Okay.
Okay, so this is kind of a tough one. Alabama man accused of sexually molesting a horse.
Of course.
Of course. An Alabama man has been accused of repeatedly, not just once, but repeatedly sexually molesting a horse after its owner believes she found evidence of the crime left behind in a barn stall.
Oh.
Dude, get an HBO or something. What the fuck are you doing?
Okay, go on.
So you know how it is when you're a young man and your hormones are going crazy? Not enough to fuck a horse, but yeah. I mean, just saying, right?
Yeah.
He's 18 years old of Irvington, is awaiting trial after he allegedly told Mobile County Sheriff's Office that he attempted to molest a horse.
Yeah.
The owner of the 20-year-old, let's see here, 20-year-old steed, she found this dude in the barn. I'll try not to say his name.
No.
After the dogs were barking, led her to the scene. Oh, can you imagine?
What was that, Lassie? Billy's stuck in the well. Well, no, Billy's stuck.
No, Billy's stuck in the well. The horse's name is Well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because really, she walked in on the scene. It's like, what, him and on a stool behind the horse? Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
I see that you don't have any sheep anymore, so... Oh, my God, what did you do to my sheep?
Okay, so dog barks, woman
lady
comes
and her
out
husband of, show up armed with a gun, and then they found him hiding in a barn stall, and upon being found, I guess she says he told her that he likes horses, and he wanted to pet the horse.
From the inside?
Penis. That's, you're not supposed to pet the horse with your penis.
No.
Yeah. He was held at gunpoint till police show up, and I guess he finally admitted that he had been there throughout the month of December, and he would say 7, maybe 10 times.
So what did he do with the? Did he fuck the horse, or what did he like?
It says your toilet paper had been left in the haystacks and were removed. It just says he molested the horse. So, God, I don't. So charged with sexual contact with an animal, charged with possession of burglary tools, sexual misconduct, and second degree trespassing. Okay, so yeah, let's just assume, right?
Right.
He's a horse fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what the fuck?
Well, it's, you know, to each his own.
Don't buy a watermelon. Drill a hole.
Yes. Obviously, if the horse charged him with molesting him, it wasn't consensual. So, you know, that goes against the Roman podcast rule of what to do on the weekend is your business.
Well, yeah, that's right. They're not hurting anybody or doing anything wrong.
Yes.
This is one of those things that are wrong.
This is wrong. Yeah. Don't put your cock in a horse. Like, it just, you know, it's no way to get consent.
You want to be a naked lady riding a horse, Lady Godiva style? That's okay. Right? You want to get underneath the horse and have a business with the horse? That's not okay.
We need like a graph.
A Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram of where it's okay and not okay.
Horse, man, and when they cross over, wrong.
You see Larry in the middle here? Yeah, that's wrong. Well, sir, I'm sure not only was it the thrill of getting caught, maybe? Like, who knows?
No, I just think at 18, his hormones are raising so much.
I was 18, too, before. I went, fuck a horse.
Get that, but you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not probably desperate alone on some farmland somewhere.
I
like horses.
I grew up in Sudbury. It's close, but, you know, we've been over the whole Chelmsford thing before, so we're not going to get into that, where it's questionable choices. But
from Chelmsford do this. I know that for a fact. They would not fuck a horse.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying when we were young and going to Chelmsford and looking up, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. Like you just go out of your way to find a girl. This guy apparently socially awkward a little.
Well, yeah, he is now. Yeah, like, especially a small town. Like,
I figured out who he is, Rob.
Who is he?
Yeah, he's the horse dicker.
He's the horse dicker. Horse whisperer.
Yeah, instead of the horse whisperer, he's the horse dicker. Just, you know, normally you would whisper in the horse's ear and the horse would do something. This time here, the horse just sits there and goes, his eyes just shoot open.
Yeah. Well, I'd also, too, now look at the horse. The horse is going to get into a relationship later and they're going to have issues sexually. You can't breed this horse because he's been molested. You know.
That's right. And he's going to get involved. She's going to get involved with.
Why do you hope it's she? Because you don't want to bang it. You don't want to be fucking a male hoping, horse because that's
I'm
gay.
He went after a female horse and he didn't go after a male horse. I mean, like,
well, yeah, you don't want to be gay.
Yeah, you don't want to be horse gay.
Horse gay.
You don't want to be a horse gay because it's like, more than gay. It's like a horse gay, right?
Yeah. Hey, and you know, again, not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, you know,
yeah. Or like, we don't know. We don't know if he was like. Well, you know, actually, I think it said something about him, like, behind the horse, so that makes more sense, but because if he was under the horse, then he'd be horse gay.
Yeah, but, you know, and that just shows my ignorance, it's like, okay, yeah.
When it comes to horse molestation, I hope we're highly ignorant.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Pardon my ignorance, but if you have bestiality and you bang a horse, if the horse is the same sex as you, is that gay?
Yeah, it's like I'm already uncomfortable with the level of knowledge I've accumulated
with
on horse molestation through this article.
Wow. Okay. Talk about wow. You. Yeah. Yeah. It's just. I don't know.
I brought the thunder this week. Let me tell you.
You did. So, sir. Don't fuck a horse. You mean? Sir. If you are. If you do prefer the company of men, then fine. That's fantastic. You mean we're 100% behind you. You mean straight, not narrow.
Not actually behind you, but enjoy your thing.
Hey, I'll be behind you. No problem. Straight, not narrow. But if you're, just please keep it within your own species. Like,
I would venture to say that the horse whisperer and the horse dickerer,
yes.
When they're done, the horse is pretty much willing to do whatever they say.
Yes.
You know,
horse is like, I didn't want to fuck him, but.
No, the horse is, like, look, I'll do whatever you say. Just stop dicking me.
Yeah, just.
It's one's coercion and one is just suggestion.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
There's a hashtag in there somewhere, but I'm not going to talk about it.
No, absolutely not. So, okay, well, we're going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we go. Roman, can you tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter, they can find us at Roman Podcast. That's also on Instagram.
And yourself?
I'm at Roman Citizens on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Grinder, Canadian Tinder, Tire.
Canadian Tire. Awesome. You can find myself on Twitter at RobertMMCast and on Instagram, Cast1973. Also, do not forget about our website, RomanPodcast.com, where you can see the Ask Roman and Rob Anything button. You can click that button and ask us anything. Also, you can check out the networks we're on, the Tangent Bound Network, the EMC Podcast Network. And, our little Amazon widget. If you're shopping on Amazon, click that widget. And, we just get Amazon gives us a little kiss for saying, hey, thanks for sending your listeners to Amazon. Also, don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com, care of Roman, and he will happily peruse your tasty nudes. If you have any tasteful nudes, send them to the exact same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com, care of Rob. Because, I'm a married guy. I don't need any tasty stuff. I just say, tasteful nude would be fine.
That's right. That's right. I will. I'm set to peruse.
Set to peruse. And the last thing, do not forget our review reach round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go to Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, any podcatcher basically you're on. Give us a star rating and review, and we call that the Roman the review reach round.
That's right. That's a punch yourself in the face three times review reach around.
Excellent. So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy. And
this is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grawlix podcast. Hey, Roman podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrawlixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrawlixPodcast.com. It's GRAWLIXPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out TangentBoundNetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, TangentBoundNetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time. Check it out.